Next time you're at the airport and you have some time to spare, rather than just heading for the business lounge for free coffee and the cookies, why not call by the bookshop? There you are likely to find at least 3 books on intercultural business communication. Take any one of them and open at chapter 1. There will be a top tip, normally in a grey box with a light bulb in the corner somewhere, that says, when dealing with other cultures, be open-minded. What's the problem? Sounds great, doesn't it? And it is a great idea. However, for most of us, it's great advice for other people. After all, we are all global these days. We work in international teams and we have frequent flyer status. Very few people have ever read that statement and had an epiphany. You know, until now, I've been so closed or narrow-minded. Don't worry, as they say, it's not you, it's your brain. In the process of growing up, you've established a really helpful orientation system that's hardwired into your brain. It enables you and helps you to decide, to plan, to judge, to perceive. It's based upon what's important to you, what you are convinced of, and it tells you how you get or give security and how you get or give appreciation. Our cultural context has a significant impact on the orientation system, and it leads to prejudgment, assumptions, bias, miscommunication and friction when we fail to give appreciation and security in the way we have learned is the way to do it. Just take a look at the frustration levels and fluctuation levels in global teams for more examples. The good news is your brain has enough plasticity to learn and to develop so you can lead or work in a global team successfully. The same, of course, applies to your global team members. Your challenge is to challenge your own assumptions about whether you really are as open-minded as you think you are. And everybody has their own personal approach to handling different normalities. Real open-mindedness includes a constant process of delaying your judgment and discovering and accepting new meanings for the behaviors you experience when dealing with those other cultures.